Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. We can understand what God's plan for the future is going to be. That's the headline. David James comes to help us understand God's plan for the future.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, you know, one of the tougher things by doing the first broadcast of the year is trying to look ahead and out of all the many stories that we could follow and figure out which one we think will become the biggest and most important news that will be made in this coming year.
You know, as I thought about this, Jimmy, I think we could almost take a play from the Weather Channel guys. They look at the conditions on the ground. They get out all their computer models, gather all their data. Then they put on a blindfold and start throwing darts, hoping they get at least some of the right some of the time. But as we talked last week, the advantage is that we have a general roadmap in the Word of God about where this is all going and how this is going to play out. And I'm hoping we'll end up doing a better job than the weathermen do in putting this all together. You know, for political and news junkies like you and I are, 2019 sure was full of a lot of important stories every week, and 2020 is already off to a start that makes Bible teachers want to get up in the morning and just to see what the Lord's going to do next. There are certainly any number of potential stories we could talk about, and I sent you a list of some of those that I think will be some of the most important as we look over the year that's ahead of us. One of the most important is obviously the upcoming presidential election, because there's so much at stake when it comes to the shape and direction of our country for years to come. And we could easily get pulled down into the politics, which is exactly what we don't want to do. We're not to promote either political party or individual candidates. But I think we can talk about platforms and trajectories of individuals and those they pull into their spheres of orbits and the type of people who are drawn toward them.
You know, I think you and I have a new title, prognosticators. That's what those weather guys are. I love the way you describe how they give us the weather. They take a dart and throw it with a blindfold on to make sure they don't know where to even throw the dart. David James, with our plan to help you understand God's plan for the future in this new year. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The prophetic passages in the Bible give us the end-time scenario that is God's plan for the future. As we make decisions for the future, we must know what that future will be, according to the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 1 says that we have a more sure word of prophecy, more sure than even an eyewitness account to the event. That according to the Apostle Peter. John, another apostle, wrote what Jesus revealed to him in the book of Revelation. And that's that sure word of prophecy. And remember, the Apostle Paul told us to preach that word. That's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...